Hello and welcome to the Rush Hour. It's Wednesday, the 29th of June. Well, it's a big day today, the Feast of St. Peter's and Paul and the 60th anniversary of the Holy Father's ordination to the priesthood. But today will also be remembered for the launch of the Vatican's first multimedia news portal. The new website is news.va and will bring news from various church sources to the same site and is geared towards iPads and mobile phones. Archbishop Claudio Celli, president of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, said in a news conference that although the Vatican has already expanded its presence on the internet with Facebook and YouTube pages, among others, the Holy Father's reasoning behind this new website is simple. I want to be present where people come together. News.va will include news from L'Osservatore Romano, Vatican Radio, the Fides Agency, and other media. The pontiff was expected to put News.va online last night with a, quote, papal click, reminiscent of the way Pope Pius XI inaugurated the transmission of Vatican Radio 80 years ago. Father Federico Lombardi explained that the Pope's click will be a simple but powerful and symbolic action to demonstrate that the new initiative is a response to a desire of the Pope for the new communication of the Church. Has urged young people to text, tweet, or blog to their friends about next year's 50th International Eucharistic Congress, which will be held in Dublin in June. The Archbishop of Armagh and Primate of All Ireland, Cardinal Sean Brady, was speaking to youth who were among the thousands of Catholics gathered around the Eucharist at Ireland's Marian Shrine in Knock over the weekend. I would ask each of you to send a text or to tweet or to post a blog or to email at least one of your friends, the Cardinal said. Tell them about this gathering of friendship and faith here today. He said that the gathering at Knock was a sign that faith is still important to the people of Ireland, but he then posed the question, why is it that faith is not more visible and more audible? He went on to say that while Jesus understands the weakness of the human condition and reaches out to us with compassion and a love that heals, he also challenges us. He is not afraid to confront us about our laziness, he said, our selfishness and our sin. He calls us to conversion because these things hold us back from experiencing the fullness of life that God wants us to have. And just... An American teenager has been writing letters to President Obama every day since he took office, urging him to respect life. Tom Behan is 17 years old and has written 872 letters to President Obama. When the president was elected and Tom was just 15, he vowed to write one letter every day until Barack Obama stepped out of the Oval Office. Although powerless by political standards, his personal encounter with the beauty of an unborn child's life after his older sister's two miscarriages encouraged him to find another way to give voice to his beliefs. He said to LifeSite News, "It just angered me how people in general want to get rid of their children, and my sister was trying so hard, and she couldn't have any. So it kind of fueled this passion that never stopped." If he could say anything to President Obama, what would he say? Quote, "I'd talk to him about how much pain abortion has caused, not only to the mother who often later regrets it, but also to other people watching." He also said he would mention the statistic that an estimated one-third of his generation has been killed by abortion. That's one-third of creativity, that's one-third of human potential that has just been eradicated. It's wrong for us to take lives of those who can't even defend themselves, he said. And just briefly, repair works needed on Bathurst's St. Michael and John's Cathedral is expected to cost at least $2.5 million, and the diocese is on the lookout for benefactors. Thanks for listening to the show. Speak to you again tomorrow. God bless.